Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, 17th to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the security advocate. He's the guy we turn to when we want to know what's going on out there in cybersecurity issues, especially more and more international stuff now and how it's affecting politics. We got Scott, our government's up to its ears these days in cyber issues and hacking issues by the Russians and things like that. There's a European General Data Privacy Regulation that's out there, GDPR, you call it, that's coming. Why should we care about that in a small business?
Yeah, it's a funny thing, the GDPR. Because you don't really see it break into normal news and it doesn't sound scary, it might be like, was that some minor thing? This is a huge thing happening in basically the privacy laws based in Europe. And it can affect smaller companies quite significantly. Originally, there used to be a present thing in place of something called the Data Protection Directive, which was from 1995, as in before the internet was even around, widespread. So this thing was finally agreed upon and put into place originally in 2016. It becomes enforceable late May of 2018. So right now, a lot of companies are almost in a panic.
For America.
Now, here's the thing. Now we have the internet, borders to a large extent are disappearing in terms of moving data around. So you may be based in, say, Tennessee or Utah, but you might be dealing with customers who are based in Belgium or France.
Mm-hmm.
That's not at all unusual. And this is why this can become a big deal now.
What is the GDPR?
Basically, it's a widely set regulation controlling personal data. So the idea is not that it wants to stop data from moving back and forth, you know, between companies and their affiliates and stuff. It's more a matter of that personal data. It's the first part of that. It's personal. It's people. It's making sure that that data is moving around in a way that protects those people, protects your right. Let's say, look, everybody's human. Maybe something happened.
Is this part of that right to not exist thing that they did in Europe a while back?
That's a small part of it, the whole right to be forgotten.
Yeah.
That is part of it because you do have a right as someone covered by this, basically citizens of the EU, where they can ask to have their data deleted. See, part of the issue here is just that Europe and America look at data privacy very differently.
Explain the difference.
Well, there's overall stuff in Europe where you basically have a law in place. Like, let's say it's a law in Germany. It's a law that covers Germany. Like, German citizens are all protected by that law, or English citizens are all protected by a law there. In the United States, we don't do that. We do it in an approach that's referred to as a sectoral approach. In English, that means that it's broken down by market sector. So let's say you're dealing with a company that has healthcare issues they have to deal with, either a hospital.
Have HIPAA.
Exactly. You have HIPAA to deal with. And let's say you're dealing with a company that has to deal financial, they'll have the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act to deal with. And those are specific controls, but they deal just with that one sector of the economy. And in some ways, that makes it really tricky to deal with, because in the United States, you have this big patchwork quilt of stuff, which makes you nuts if you're a lawyer dealing in this area, because you're either dealing with something specific or new surprises keep popping up, and it's like, this is children. Let me check out the Child Online Protection and Privacy Act. Wait a second. You have to run in that one, and there are different state laws on top of it. On a related note, data breach notification laws in the United States, you ready for this? 48 separate states have them.
Wow.
48, and there's another 5 territories that have them. And if you have a company that has a data breach and you're dealing with customers all around the country, guess what? You have to deal with all 48 of those in all likelihood. And that's what makes this stuff so tricky.
So I don't think most people are having these kinds of issues right now.
Well, you can. It depends on what your business deals with.
Maybe it's being handled by our tech, our tech contractors or something.
Well, this is what makes the GDPR kind of dangerous, because it's there. The fines under it are scary, huge. but it's kind of floating in the background.
Hmm.
You know, it's not really something you're going to think about a lot.
So if I'm a B2B business, mm-hmm. and my all my customers are big customers,
mm-hmm.
I don't have any companies. I don't do business with any companies in Brussels, but mm-hmm. my customers do.
Yeah, your customers do.
Could that accrue to me?
It could. If they have clients who are in Brussels or Paris or wherever,
right.
and that data is coming through your company, and it's seen that your company is doing something irresponsible
right.
and it could be stolen, yeah, you could look at some pretty heavy
fines. So you could see, folks, you could be, and here's where I think it's going to show up. Correct me if I'm wrong, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to show up in an RFP.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're going to get a page in a request for proposal from one of your big companies, one of your big prospects or customers, and one of the sections of that proposal is going to be something that talks about the European General Data Privacy Regulation, and it's going to say you're going to need to be in compliance with that.
Yeah.
And you're not going to know what they're talking about unless you've been listening to my show. And Scott, so my point is that not how it's going to appear first?
I suspect for smaller companies that may well be, unless you're dealing in specific industries which really deal with data yourself.
But most of us are going to be indirectly connected to Europe.
Mostly. There will be companies that have direct hits.
Some do, but most won't.
Yeah, but it's weird things, though, because nowadays, in a lot of companies, you might gather up information like IP addresses from companies
right.
that have contacted you, or customers that have contacted your website, or even like mobile device identifiers. And the thing is, all that stuff is considered private data
mm-hmm.
under the GDPR.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get that and somebody steals it, the fines are, well, they're bad. Really high.
So, folks, you might want to do a little homework on this GDPR. And unfortunately, Scott, it might make some people just not go for the bid. And they might lose some business. Check it out, folks.
Down,
I got to take a quick break. Quick break, folks. Intel, right back with Scott Arno.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.